On Thursday's front page, the elite in Afghanistan is resisting U.S. efforts to limit graft. We'll look at a case U.S. officials doubt will ever go to trial. The Arab Spring and tensions over Iran have all but shelved the Palestinian issue in the Mideast. And we'll look at what President Obama's campaign is doing to reconnect with supporters from 2008. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story looks at a corruption case in Afghanistan. It involves the founder and former chairman of Afghan's largest bank. Sherkan Farnood is facing the threat of prosecution over a scandal that could cost the Afghan government $900 million. But American officials don't expect President Hamid Karzai's government to press charges. Times reporter Matthew Rosenberg says widespread graft in Afghanistan has undercut the U.S. war strategy, which hinged on building up the Karzai administration as an alternative to the Taliban. The Arab Spring and mounting tensions with Iran have all but shelved the Palestinian issue in the Mideast. Times reporter Ethan Bronner says the Arab Spring has actually made things harder on the PLO. That's because popular support is shifted to the Islamists of Hamas. But they've had their problems, too. They had to abandon their political headquarters in Syria. They're also coping with reduced help from Iran. Thursday's Times says President Obama's campaign is moving to reconnect with supporters from 2008. Data analysts who work for the campaign are sifting through information from Facebook and voter logs, not to mention in-person conversations. They're trying to put the voter coalition that won Mr. Obama the White House back together. Many of the small donors who gave early and often in 2008 have not surfaced this time around, but campaign officials say new donors and increasing enthusiasm will bring in at least $750 million. That's the total they raised last time. On the Republican side, Mitt Romney has more delegates, more money, and more endorsements than anyone else. But the split verdict on Super Tuesday means the race for the nomination isn't over. Times reporter Michael D. Shear tells us what's next.
The next 2 weeks will not be particularly promising for Mitt Romney. There are a bunch of small states that will hold caucuses. There are two big primaries in the coming week, Alabama and Mississippi, both places where Rick Santorum has proved that he can do well. Illinois comes the following week. That's somewhere where the Mitt Romney campaign thinks they can do well, but it leaves a long period for voters and the media to dissect his weaknesses. In the end, it's about what the voters decide they want. Do they go with the person who they believe shares their conservative values, or do they go with the one they believe can win?
Times reporter Michael D. Shear. In Texas, some women's clinics have closed because their funding was cut. That's left many low-income women with inconvenient or costly options for treatment. The cuts grew out of a plan to eliminate state support for Planned Parenthood, although none of the clinics performed abortions. Here in New York, longtime local news anchor Sue Simmons is going off the air when her contract runs out in June. She's worked at WNBC-TV for 32 years. In all that time, she's become an unmistakable New York character. She was the one who fell off her chair, looking bored after a segment with Brian Williams. And she was the one who cursed when co-anchor Chuck Scarborough missed a cue live on the air. Inside Thursday's Times, a congressional race in Ohio that has incumbents worried. Congresswoman Jean Schmidt lost a Republican primary challenge. The winner was a doctor and Iraq war veteran who's never held political office. Brad Winstrup had help from a new super PAC that's targeting incumbents from both parties. The group spent about $200,000 on its campaign against Ms. Schmidt. That paid for direct mail appeals, radio commercials, and a web video. It criticized her for voting to raise the debt limit. On Tuesday, the authorities arrested several hackers from Anonymous. On Wednesday, FBI Director Robert Mueller III told Congress terrorists might use hackers to attack the U.S. In the last week, Mueller has been particularly vocal about hacking and cybersecurity. Last week, he told a computer security conference in San Francisco that a terrorist recruiting video had said cyber warfare is the warfare of the future. Here in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo has yet to take a stand on tuition aid for illegal immigrants. Republican lawmakers in Albany have also been quiet about state legislation to extend financial aid to undocumented college students. Supporters of the so-called DREAM Act have the backing of New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He told a recent budget hearing that a system where illegal immigrants can't get access to scholarship aid means they'll always be a group that can't share in the American dream. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.